Hello, everyone. Good evening. And we will settle in for fifth class in this series, and we are moving along. Life is at a quick pace these days. Okay. Settle down low into your body so that you can feel your seat and feet, your belly area. This is really, really important now. I'm just watching as everyone's getting in. And breathe deep, settling deeper into your body, lowering down, bringing your energy back to your sphere of consciousness. Take a few deep breaths, staying low in your body. There, we're starting to settle in. And let's bring your awareness to the navel area, tuning into the space there, the energy there, your physical body, however you can connect. There we go. To that general vicinity. And notice how you are feeling, how you're shifting. Feel your feet, feel the energy in your feet. A few more deep breaths. Okay, let's begin. So, how did your practice go this week? Those of you who made a commitment to concentrate their being back with a little practice of returning to whichever focus you chose. How did it go?
This is Mark. It went pretty well for the most part. I was able to realize where I had retained most tension in my body, which is often my upper back, that area, and to be able to relax that. And as I mentioned in the post, it just naturally kind of reminded me about breathing and blessing myself and our sacred circle and whoever else kind of came into my field during that time.
And how did that impact the quality of your living experience?
I think it just helped me maintain a sense of balance amidst all the chaos that's going on right now. So it also drew me into the sacred circle too, and asked for support there during during the times when I felt pretty ungrounded.
Good, thank you. And your post was wonderful. Okay, how about anyone else? Did anyone else make a commitment to themselves to practice?
Sarah, this is Lisa. I have, ever since you introduced about breathing and blessing the sacred circle, as everyone has voiced so beautifully, I have found that it has just brought me into a new place completely. So I've really been doing it quite consistently. I try to ramp it up. And so I would say probably maybe about 50 times during the day. I also try to incorporate the relaxing of the shoulders when they would raise consciousness. So I whenever I bless the circle, I just feel this expansive wave go throughout me that just seems to open me up and put me in a different place. So it was a good week. I did have an experience that was very interesting. I attended, I haven't been doing much. I've been staying home a lot. And I attended a professional indoor soccer game that was in very, very close quarters with a lot of kids who play soccer. And the energy was really intense between the intensity of how everybody was packed in and then the speed on the court, and you were right there in front of it. And at one point, I found that my energy was coming out of me so far, I felt like I was moving into an area for me that is very old and a little out of control. And I saw the number 7777. And I took a moment and I looked it up. And the words just rung it, trust and patience. And those two words just settled me right in, right back. I could feel my feet, and total peace came over me for the rest of the time.
Oh, so you looked it up while you were there.
I
Was
did. I
the
did.
777 in your internal vision or up on the scoreboard or whatever?
It was, they have a bunch of phone numbers. There's a lot of advertisements, and there were four sevens, and my eyes just hit it, and yeah, it went right to my phone. So it was a gift and a blessing and a good thing to experience. So it was the energy is very different. Today was a harder day physically. I've been doing very well since our much better since our retreat, physically managing the physical pain. Today was a very interesting day. I felt that it was a different energy. How do I put this? My structure was not as strong as it has been since our session. So thank you.
But wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
How about anyone else? Did anyone else do it?
Hi, it's Russell. I echo kind of what Lisa had said. For a while, I've been really practicing the breathe and bless. Like I tend to get very, I could be very reactive, and it's usually with someone who's driving, from my perspective, unsafely. My first reaction is, oh, what a jerk. And then I'm like, oh, wait, now I'm going to breathe and bless them. And when I do that, I think I mentioned this a few weeks ago, it shifts my energy to such a lighter, happy place. Like I'm just angry and frustrated or maybe resentful. And as soon as I do that and remember to do that, it just really shifts it so beautifully. And so then, and then after I bless that person, I bless all of us in our group, and then my children, and then family, friends. And so I just go through a whole little sort of group of folks that I breathe and bless. And then even if I don't get reactive about something, then I'll just be like, I'm just going to do that. And it's been really wonderful.
Excellent. So, being able to break through the chaos and come back to some clarity within yourself, that must feel very empowering.
Yeah, I mean, it's just beautiful because I don't even realize when I have that reaction how low vibration I get. I don't realize it until I think, oh no, I'm going to breathe and bless. And then I can literally feel that shift to a much higher vibration. I'm like, oh wow, I didn't even realize how low vibration I was.
Did you set up some kind of cue for yourself to help you remember?
It's just as soon as I do it, I know that like I don't want to call that person a jerk, right? So I think and sometimes it's a little stronger than jerk, but
Jerk is your code word,
yeah, exactly. So as
right?
soon as it blurts out, and either I say it to myself literally quietly, or I just say it under my breath. As soon as I hear it, either way, I'm like, oh no, that's not where I want to be vibrating. And then, so that's literally is the cue to remind me.
Good, good. This is all good practice. Wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
This is important. This is really important. I've been really getting, I hate to be a little too severe, but the message about being able to manage our energy is so strong that I'm just softening it for you compared to what, not just you, Russell, but I'm softening it for the class compared to what's coming through in terms of the guidance. That
Okay.
there is just very little wiggle room right now
Yeah.
for being dispersed out there and not returning to your being.
Yeah. The other thing I noticed, similar to what Lisa said, but not in a big group, but I noticed when I talk to folks that I haven't seen in a while or I've kind of disconnected from, I notice really that my energy is going way out and up and matching them, and they're usually in a pretty chaotic or anxious state. And then I've been like, whoa, no, what am I doing? So similar thing, like I notice I get really escalated, and then I could feel it go out the top of my head, and I'm like way up high, and I'm like no. And one conversation, I was walking, and I literally stopped and grabbed the nearest tree I could, and just held my hands on it, and brought all my energy down. And I was like, I'm gonna walk very slowly and consciously, and just stay very deeply connected to Mother Earth and myself through this conversation. And that's made a huge impact as well.
Fantastic. That is the practice. Beautiful. And please, I'm sorry if I sound severe and I started out severe, but man, what? Imagine the severity 100 times more than what I'm being right now in terms of how important this is this week now. We just can't afford for our health, for our well-being, for our sanity, to let our energy mingle with energies that are not good for us and that are not within our own space. The energy in your own space, in your own being, is beautiful energy. Just watching everyone bringing their energy in more. Lisa, when were you at that soccer game?
This was Saturday night. Last
And
Saturday, 2 nights ago.
and did the pain start growing since then?
No, to be honest with you, I was on a bleacher. And I started in a lot of pain, and then I relaxed. My muscles, my pelvic floor, I started relaxing it in, and my pain was gone by the end of the soccer game.
Ooh, good.
Yeah, so when I came home, I thought for sure I'd be sore yesterday, and I wasn't that sore. So today really kind of surprised me. when I woke up. So I don't know if I had dreams that I were not aware of that, came in and yeah. But I do want to add, Russell re reminded me of something that has become a habit, is that I do desire to remain in touch to an extent with what's going on in our world. And as far as our leaders are concerned, when I'm listening to the news, I could easily allow my energy to go out, and I consciously bless them. I bless their higher selves to bless them with the most benevolent outcome. And I just feel this peace come over me that is the right thing to do for what has to happen is love. That light that benevolent outcome brings, it just fills me to think about it.
How much news do you watch?
Maybe every other night, just one program, typically just the maybe the 6:30 news. I go in phases. Sometimes I drop it completely and go days without anything, but it's too easy to do that. I'm not certain to just drop it out completely is the right thing.
Can you ground while you're watching the news?
I am. My feet are pulsating. Yes, they are. And if I find that that changes, I usually remove myself from the room
Gotta be careful with it.
and reconnect. Okay. Yeah, it's very oh, I guess what's the right word? It's like a film that comes out of the TV and can just absorb you in, just kind of capture you and bring you into it, I've always I've had past lives, I believe, in politics, so I find that I'm drawn to it. But I do blessing is really what I feel is what I can offer, what's happening, and my own work, and remaining where I connected.
When you're blessing, do you feel it radiating out from you, or is it contained within you?
I feel it contained within me. I don't
Okay.
feel it going out of me. I feel it's like when I bless the circle, it's the same love comes out of my heart. It's very open and expansive, but it's not outward. It's not toward. It's not sent.
Okay.
No.
And then, can you feel that energy radiating within your cells and tissues and healing you?
Whenever I bless, I feel less pain. It does. I consciously think it's going there, but I know it's going there because it helps release the pain. I can feel it expanding where the areas are painful.
So it's opening up space.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
I can't define it as you have, but that's my experience of it.
Good. Okay, it's good practice.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And who else?
Hey, this is Nick.
Hi.
Okay, Nick, go ahead.
Fell off the bandwagon with a little bit this weekend, but all throughout last week, a couple dozen times a day, I'd kind of keep bringing my focus back to breathing and blessing the group and then whoever I knew from talking that day or talking to that day or whoever else I knew needed it. I'd do that as well. And it was good. It's like Russell said, it's there are definitely times if you like fell into like an unconscious pattern or something, and you come back to that, it's like you could feel like the calm settle in and feel like vibration like go back up to like that, well, that like that breathing and blessing place. And it was really good.
Very good. Who else came on?
This is Carla,
Mm-hmm.
and I love breathing and blessing. I've been doing a lot of blessing when I'm on the road, especially when I'm going down to doctor appointments and I'm on the freeway in the early morning or whenever it is, and I bless every car around me, all the drivers that are on the road with me, and it's been remarkable how it calms me down to then arrive at the doctor's office and actually have a decent blood pressure, which is unusual. I usually have sky-high blood pressure when I drive and get there. So that's been different, and that's been really nice. And I've also turned the blessing inward and started to bless my interior being this week. So a lot of blessing of my heart, my organs, the organs of my body. And that has been remarkably effective. I'm calmer, except that, and then I erupt. It's been a series of ups and downs, and Dick could verify that too, because sometimes I just can't function rationally, it feels like. And then when I can finally just turn back to the blessing and bless myself, that begins to turn around.
I'm just curious what you consider behaving rationally, what that means.
I'm not sure I know that either. Well, trying not to have a meltdown or trying not to kind of freak out, type of stuff. I guess that's what I was referring to. And yeah. And it
Okay.
still happens, it's just the way it is. But then to bless myself later has really helped to bring me back to the state that I want to be in.
Great practice. Great practice. Good.
I hope so. Thank you,
No,
Sarah.
it is. It is. I mean, good.
Okay. Thank you.
And anyone else?
Marianne here, Sarah. The statement about fell off the bandwagon, and I'm afraid I did my version of that this week. We had some storms and weather events here, and I thought I would run an experiment for myself. And about the anxiety of that happening, I decided not to go to bed and sleep flat. I made up a nice pallet in our huge master closet and decided to sleep in there because I judged that I would have to spend too much time if I laid flat in the bed. And I
wait,
found
wait, what was take too much time?
If I would falling asleep laying flat in my own bed. Okay. So I made a pallet in a master closet, which is sizable, and I laid there as an experiment, and Russ was sleeping. And I found I was blessing myself, experimenting of letting go and grounding and feeling cocooned. And it was a different feeling for me. It's hard to put into words. The juxtaposition of fear, anxiety, letting go, and those kinds of emotions. It was an active perception on my part.
Uh-huh.
And I actually fell asleep a little and then got up, and 2 o'clock it was over with, and I went to bed and fell asleep.
So did you
so
go in the did you go in the closet because of the fear of the storm? I'm trying to
partly.
Figure out, I'm trying to understand why you went in the closet.
Okay, because I don't think I had enough groundedness to do it without being in the closet.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't make any sense to me, but I love that you were experimenting with yourself and experimenting and experiencing different energy for yourself. I love that. So if it's
okay.
If it's in the closet, it's in the closet.
It was actually rather cozy, I must admit. But anyway, it could be done, let's put it that way, if need be. But yeah, I did kind of, you know, fall off the breathing and blessing, you know, practice, and kind of use that as a test for myself, because fear and anxiety is, you know, not a good thing. So that
I really,
was my sharing.
Yeah, I love that you did all that energetic self-management. That's fabulous.
Well, thank you. I've been well taught.
but that's really, I mean, what we're aiming for here, that everyone figures and, you know, what works for them. And
truly.
And you're an excellent example of doing something that works exactly for you.
Yes, as bizarre as it may sound.
So,
thank you very
great.
Much, everyone.
I mean, that's what we want to be doing, is playing with it enough to find, to self-discover. And that gives you, that builds your confidence and your skill. That's beautiful. Okay. Anyone else? Ideally, you work with your energy enough that you find your way back to yourself. That's the main message now. And then knowing when you are collecting heavy energy. Now, the reason I had us come down to the belly area is not only is that the area of physical digestion, but it is also the area of energetic digestion. And we become filled with heavy energy when we can't digest what we get involved in energetically, mentally, emotionally. So this teaching is predominant in the Taoist teaching and the Qigong Tai Chi Taoist training. Masterful person in the Taoist tradition would be aware of this energy 24/7 in this area. In the lower dantian. And there is so much undigestible information coming at us and indigestible surfacing of personal history and trauma releasing that. Bringing your awareness to that area instead of constantly processing with the mind, allowing the organs, the energetic organs of digestion, to process the subconscious. The unrecognizable, the nonverbal, all that's going on that isn't falling under the purview of the five physical senses. So that when we bring our energy back to this belly area, and to the legs and feet, and to the heart of the mother and the core of the earth, we go into processing mode. And so, this is a very important aspect of energy management. Would be like not going to the bathroom for a year. I mean, how many years of heavy energy has accumulated because it hasn't been digested and processed.
This is Penny. I can understand all of that. We have had company for the weekend, and it's been very difficult for me on so many levels. One is I have realized I am too old to have a six-year-old grandchild. I'm just exhausted by her. Mm-hmm. And she's just bringing up so much that I care about and that I love about her and about me, and the whole thing has been so consuming. I am exhausted by it, and I am so grateful for the clarity, because it magnifies my understanding of what I've been through this weekend. I love it that I know on a deeper level myself.
Penny, can you feel your feet right now?
Yes.
Come back to your legs and your feet. And everyone else too.
Yeah. Thank you.
I want you to feel it. We're going to stay with this for a bit here.
Okay. I was really gone.
Mm-hmm. Can you feel yourself coming back now?
Yeah. Just out there in the miasma.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I am really happy to be back. Yeah. Feels much better.
Keep feeling. Everyone keep feeling your legs. Your seat, your belly, the thighs, the calves, the feet.
It's called returning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it feels so much better.
So, what do you think the conditioning was that caused you to lose your awareness? What belief do you have that caused you to lose contact with yourself, connection, about being with your granddaughter?
That it's all about her, it's not about me. And I was so gone with her, I forgot about me.
Can you kind of trace back a few steps, like where that belief came from for you?
Oh, my goodness, Sarah. I was symbiotic with my mother for a long time. So it's easy for me to be symbiotic with somebody else, real easy, because
okay.
I learned it at my mother's knee.
Okay, good. What would you rather model for your granddaughter energetically? I mean, right now you're training her like your mom trained you.
Right. Good God. There it is again.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, God. Yeah. She is better at it than I am. She is much more grounded than me. And bless her heart, she is modeling it for me.
Okay, so you can see the belief and the sensation you can recognize of that symbiosis, right?
Yes.
Okay. And as we're speaking, I'm watching it dissolve in you, like dissipate that symbiosis.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel that?
I can. Very freeing.
Mm-hmm. I'm watching everyone else now in the group breaking up that same version of the pattern that they have within themselves. That was a conditioning of the old paradigm. Can anyone
oh,
else? Yeah, go ahead, Penny.
Yeah. It's like it's not doing anybody any good. It's just, I am so happy for it to be gone.
It comes from a survival, mechanism. So it's part of the fight flight syndrome. Oh, I am just watching this move through the group in waves. Who else is noticing a shift there?
Sarah, it's Lisa. I am feeling movement that started flowing through my body, down my third, second, and first chakra, and then out my legs. A flow. And a release.
So this is another one of those patterns that felt normal in the old paradigm, but no longer applies or is the frequency of the new paradigm. So it came out of trauma. And it's a hard one. It's really a hard one to dissolve, but we're getting a lot of help here. And I know this is not our usual way of going through a class, but this was coming in very strong tonight. Ananda?
Yes, I've been kind of focusing on, I mean, my life right now, because I'm retired, I'm pretty protected from having a lot of interaction with the world. But I'm on a virtual news blackout because if my eye just falls across a headline and I react. And I'm just feeling like my practice, okay, I can return. I can definitely, you know that, yes, I can return and get grounded again. But what I'm aiming for is to be able to, you know, sit there and not react. And I'm spending most of my focus now on just, you know, can I stay grounded? Can I stay centered? Can I not get caught up in the, I mean, the emails to, you know, sign this and call this person and show up and do this. And it just, it's like, I'm just not dealing with any of it and focusing on staying centered. But I'm hopeful that instead of just returning, I can get to a place where I'm not losing my connection every time I read a stupid headline.
I think there's other people in the group that are having the same reaction as you are. I would recommend taking the should off of yourself, that you should be able to do that. That it's actually getting in the way of being able to step back and see clearly.
Well, I if there's some should in there, but it's also, it's just what I genuinely want. I want to feel like I can be present in the midst of this stuff that's going on, instead of, you know, in a full-blown retreat from it.
It, you may be how can I say this? We want to allow some space and air into your belief system. So your belief system is that to be a responsible person who stands up for your ideals, that you should be aware and participate in a certain way. And we want to bring some air and space even into that belief, because there may be a different look or experience that can come into you once the belief system is dismantled. So it's the idea of detaching from any belief and allowing the spaciousness and fresh air in so that wisdom can guide you rather than a belief. And that's for everyone. Can you feel the difference in the two?
Yes. I mean, a belief, an opinion, a judgment, it's like petrified, crystallized energy. It's not flowing with what might or might not be real at that particular moment.
Mm-hmm. Great description. What does that feel like to have that start to dissipate off of you?
I would love that.
Well, what are you feeling now?
I feel like I'm pretty grounded. I feel some like waves coming off of me.
Uh-huh. Look at you. That's true. Those are the fossilized beliefs dissipating those waves.
Sarah, I just find it so amazing that this just happens without a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. I mean, the same thing. I had all this anger, you know, just dissipate from me. And it was like, wait a minute. I didn't process it. I didn't examine it. I didn't, you know, work it through. It's just like, it's just amazing when these things happen that stuff is just gone.
That's the power of our sacred circle. But this whole thing about the fossilized beliefs is really important. I'm glad you brought it up. Or got us to that place. Can other people feel their old beliefs like breaking up?
Yes. Yes. I can.
So the idea is to allow the beliefs to break up and let wisdom guide you rather than crystallized beliefs.
It's like there's so much more room to breathe.
Safari.
There's
a couple of things I want to comment on.
There's so much here. I got in touch today, of course, in preparation for our class, with the feeling that Ananda just described of wanting to, my language, you know, not be destabilized somehow by certain things. I have had a couple of really powerful experiences over the course of the last couple of weeks. One of them I shared in the class and two classes ago, I think, and then one this week of something that was going on with my body that it's like, wow, I got thrown off. But what I think is so important, and I think that this is the fossilized beliefs, is the self-criticism. You know, it's like, for me, there was a shaming of what is wrong with you? You know all these things, you have all these tools, you were just doing well. How could you let this throw you off at this level? And so I said this a couple of weeks ago that I was sort of aware that the self-criticism piece was actually the biggest piece I was being called to look at. But it's taken, it's still unfolding. But I really saw it today. So I'm just loving that this is coming in tonight, because what I was able to see today was the level of impact that has on my capacity to connect to my, to connect to myself, to come back to myself, to be truly centered and grounded. And so I'm sitting with that, you know, it's like, it's still a little swirly in my head again, which is so great that this is coming in tonight, because I can feel it in a way that I don't think I've quite felt before. And I don't want to engage. It just is, it doesn't make any sense. Finally, you know, because these triggers were big enough that even though I knew I was in self-criticism, and I know that that isn't a good thing, it's not life-giving to me, it's not loving to me, and it's never true. It's never true. I couldn't quite get to it's never true. So anyway, that's one thing I wanted to comment on. And the other one, and this is kind of, I think this is pretty big for me. It's another one of those, it is another one of the beliefs that, is breaking up. And so that relationship or relationships that we were talking about that were prompted, from Penny's sharing about her granddaughter, I have that with my body. And it's like, there's some part of me that if I take my focus off my body, and it, not even sure that I can articulate this. There's this fear of abandoning my body. And I was, I had a conversation with, you know, I'm doing this brain rewiring, limbic system, you know, program. And I have a coach, specifically related to that. And, she said to me just what you said, that it is part of, a maladaptive stress response. It is a survival type of response and belief. When I have those feelings related to my body. I don't know if this is making sense. I'm still sort of, I can feel it now, but articulating it, it is still, I don't know. Am I making any sense? Do you know what I mean about
that? I'm following you. What, maybe you could clarify what abandoning your body might mean to you.
So part of this limbic system, like, you know, reprogramming and moving out of fight, flight, freeze, the maladaptive stress response, for someone like me, who's, you know, dealing with these mysterious illness type things and stuff, I need to not focus on symptoms, not focus on my health so much, not focus on what's happening in my body today. and why is it happening like that? Something I ate is something I did, you know, that kind of focus is part of a maladaptive stress response. And so, but I realized recently that I have some kind of weird, like, I don't mean, I probably shouldn't say weird, but, you know, like concern that my body's going to feel abandoned by me if I don't do that. And so what this coach was saying to me today is that is limbic. That belief
mm-hmm.
is limbic. So for me to feel into my wholeness, to feel into my health, to hold the frequency of health and wholeness and ease and flow and, you know, all the things, is not abandoning my body. If it's supporting my body. And I have been doing that, but there's a certain level that, like, I do it and I do it and it feels good and it's right. And then something will happen in my body that is concerning. And I will feel like my body wants me to focus on it. And if I don't, as I'm doing, you know, these new things, it will feel abandoned by me. So,
And then when it feels abandoned, what does it do to you?
That's a good question. My assumption is that it would, you know, manifest more symptoms, but it's this feeling, it's like this codependent feeling I have of not wanting my body to be sad. So it's
hold on. I want to back up for a second because this is important for everyone. That feeling, the experience of if I don't do something, blah, 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 I'm going to be punished. I will be smited by the gods. This is going through the circle too.
Can I back up for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can sense that that's where I would end up, but there's a step in between that I get caught in. And then I don't even realize that that's actually the end. So if I think about a codependent relationship I have with a human being, I don't want them to be sad. I want them to be happy. I want to help. I want to, you know, these are the things that I could fall into more in my past than now, but it can still happen for sure. Especially if it's one of my children or, so I don't like the feeling. I can feel their pain. I don't want them to feel that pain. So I want to do something to help. And if I don't do something to help, I would feel terrible. Like I can't right now get in touch with that. I would be punished. So actually, you know what? This goes back to Nick's post that I commented on related to why. Why is it not okay with me that someone I love is, you know, that I don't try to fix whatever however they're suffering. So I'm not sure how to get exactly to the end point that you're talking about with the punishment, but it's the same feeling that I can have with a person in my life as it is with that I can have with my body. And that's part of what I'm realizing right now. So did I take us way off track?
No, I mean, what it brings up is the control issue.
Yeah.
That if we don't control,
yeah,
the belief system is if we don't control, all hell will break loose. Kind of experience.
And you know what? Thank you for saying that. That's 100%. And the all hell will break loose, I think, for me, rather than punishment, is abandonment, is fear of like just totally being alone.
Well, that's a punishment.
Exactly.
You're sent to the prison or the cell or the corner or your bedroom or abandoned. Yes. It's a punishment. That's part of the old paradigm.
Yes.
So that's a belief system that comes out of trauma. And we're breaking that one up too.
Yeah.
So this whole transition that we're going through, the precession of the equinox, the Kali to the Dharpa Yuga, all the moments that are happening right now, moving into the Aquarian age. I'm going to post a video with Barbara Handclow that gives a very nice, as good of a description of our times as anyone can give. And we're able now to see, recognize, allow the trauma patterns to surface and be released for multiple reasons. It's not because of what we've done to grow ourselves, it's a bigger picture than that. The energy, the planetary energies, the galactic energies, the cycling of planetary consciousness is shifting into a higher frequency and allowing all the dysfunction that arose out of trauma. And Barbara Handclow attributes the trauma to the younger Dryas, the almost destruction of humanity 12,000 years ago through the floods and the comets and asteroids hitting the Earth and humanity almost being destroyed. Her belief is that everyone on the planet is living under a trauma veil that's much bigger than the personal traumas, but it reverberates and creates the personal traumas. We just keep recreating trauma upon trauma upon trauma upon the ripple effect of trauma. So we're shifting out of that, and we're starting to be able to see that. And these old beliefs? Like, you know, if you can you break through to even see a positive future for yourself, your personal future? Or does it have kind of a hammer that's always going to come back and hit you or somehow collapse you at the knees or something like that? That's the trauma pattern. And we're just, as a planetary consciousness, starting to be able to see beyond that.
This is Penny. I just wanted to say good work, everybody. Aren't we great? I'm just so proud of us all. I think we're doing really well under the circumstances. And I'm just so proud of us. That's all I wanted to say. Nice work, everybody.
Wonderful. So even though we didn't do a meditation tonight, the energies are really circulating through the group to break up these old patterns. And this is a beautiful example or model for how each one of us, you know, working with a few people in the group can help in everyone's healing in the group. Any other comments that we've got?
Hey, this is Nick.
Uh-huh.
Touching back to what you were talking about at the beginning with digestion, I was personally found that pretty interesting. I found it's hard to believe, like the last couple of weeks has just been a couple of weeks. There's, with everything happening, everything's going so fast, and personally find it pretty exhilarating. But with it, a lot of stuff's coming up, and for the last week or two, yeah, they're tuning into like the like lower Dantian, whatever. For me, it's like, for my mind, it's exhilarating, but for me, that area like energetically feels sluggish to the point that it's like, but physically, like it's like affecting my physical digestion too, so that what you were talking about there definitely resonated pretty strongly with me.
That's why I was bringing it up, is we need to see this on multiple dimensions of our being, and really, really understand the energetic anatomy of how to process all this heavy energy that's coming up. So can you feel it in your like mid your navel area in that midsection there, the energy activating, Nick?
I feel like I can feel a little bit during our session tonight.
Uh-huh.
Still feel, to me it still feels kind of sluggish.
Okay, bring your awareness down to that navel area. kindly, gently. Pretend you're one of your dogs running, that dog that you sent me in that picture, pretend he's running through, or he or she is running through the fields, like totally with strength. And where the strength comes from, is it a him or a her?
Him.
Him, in his body. Picture him running through like the woods or however you let him run, and feel where the strength is coming from in his body.
Is from the gut.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, drawing that parallel, feel like that's making things light up for me.
Yeah, you have an automatic teacher there. I love that picture you sent me. I loved it. Yeah.
He's been one of my greatest teachers for sure.
So tune into his body. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And your body will learn from that, from him.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, you have a special relationship with dogs, so they're there for a reason. So that's a beautiful way of developing that relationship even further.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else as we get ready to sign off here? I hope this was helpful tonight. You know, there's always one session in our series of six classes where there's kind of an adjustment made where we've had so much downloading, and then we need something that helps integrate with and digest all that has been given to us through transmission. And this was that night. So this will be good. A lot has happened tonight. There's a little more energy coming through. Let's just pause right now and feel the strength and power coming through. A humorous little story. We were with two of our grandkids this weekend too, and Mason, who's 9 years old, is a basketball fiend, and in their basement they have one of those little basketball nets that hangs off the top of a door, and the little like 6-inch rubber basketballs, and he likes us to throw the balls at him, and he likes to block them from getting into the basket. Oh man, he caught one of those balls and threw it back at me, not knowing his strength. It landed directly on my third eye. I mean, it was a perfect bullseye on my third eye. Like, oh my God, I'm going to have to go get all kinds of adjustments made after that. But it opened up some consciousness for me to be able to shift energetically after getting hit like that. It was really funny that it came from him, but it really created a beautiful opening into some deeper wisdom teachings to get bopped in the third eye like that. He's now getting too dangerous for me to play basketball with. But it all ended up good. Okay, so we will meet again next week, and I'm going to issue a challenge. I would like every single person in this group to put a comment on the page this week to break through and remember your active participation and sharing in the circle, to break through the veil that comes over with all the heavy energy and chaos, and you think you don't have time, you think you don't have something to share, whatever it is that you think, you've got to break through it and find the generosity in your heart to share the light of your being by commenting and sharing some insight. I can't believe you go through a week and you don't have some kind of wonderful insight to share. So I'm issuing that challenge. Okay, my dear friends, sweet dreams and have a beautiful week. God bless.